Monday, July 6th, 2026. Daily Devotion from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 12 through 19. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction and listen to my words, declares the Lord? The command that Jonadab, the son of Rechab, gave to his sons to drink no wine has been kept, and they drink none to this day, for they have obeyed their father's command. I have spoken to you persistently, but you have not listened to me. I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, sending them persistently, saying, turn now every one of you from his evil way, and amend your deeds, and do not go after other gods to serve them, and then you shall dwell in the land that I gave you and your fathers. But you did not incline your ear or listen to me. The sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have kept the command that their father gave them. But this people has not obeyed me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I am bringing up Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, all the disaster that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them and they have not listened. I have called to them and they have not answered. But to the house of the Rechabites, Jeremiah said, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the command of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done all that he commanded you. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall never lack a man to stand before him. Listening to the Father's voice. The people of Judah had heard the Lord's word again and again through his prophets, yet they refused to listen. In contrast, the Rechabites faithfully honored the command of their forefather, preserving his instruction for generations. Through this striking comparison, God exposes Judah's unbelief. If the Rechabites could heed the word of a human ancestor, how much more should God's people listen to the living Lord who created, redeemed, and sustained them? The same temptation confronts us. We often listen more carefully to our own desires, cultural opinions, or human wisdom than to God's word. The law reveals our stubborn hearts and our failure to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Yet the Lord does not abandon the disobedient. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who perfectly obeyed his Father's will in our place. At the cross, Christ bore the judgment our rebellion deserved. Through his forgiveness, God creates in us new hearts that gladly hear and keep his word. Amen.